From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us. We are live Sunday, the 14th day of March 2010, and we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We have a lot of important news to cover today, obviously, but the first thing I want to cover is a Boston News Channel piece. Team 5 investigates after Amesbury pulls sodium fluoride from their water supply. And we'll get into why they've done this and how the story itself is a red herring. And Kurt Nemo has written a key article titled "Story on Mystery Substance Distracts from Fact that Fluoride is Deadly Killer." And he wrote the story yesterday. It's excellent. And if you go to the bottom of the featured news section on the front of InfoWars.com, it's already scrolled to the bottom there. It's very important to read this article and to send it to everyone you know. Because it's not just about fluoride. It nexuses in to so many important subjects. Also, Massachusetts High Court rules Second Amendment does not apply to the states and that they can basically ban firearms. This is treason. We know what the Second Amendment states. We know what the Supreme Court has said. But these parasite states run by complete criminals want to disarm their slaves, and it's not going to happen. Also, Kurt Nemo's got a new story out at InfoWars.com, links to the AP. Guns used in Pentagon and Las Vegas courtroom shootings originated with Tennessee police. Both of the big shootings used to put naked body scanners in courthouses and to demonize 9/11 truth came from law enforcement lockers. Very, very suspicious. Pelosi says she's confident the House will pass the health care bill. We've been hearing that for the last 2 months, so that is coming up as well today. I also want to get into the nanny state. It's not just New York wanting to ban salt in your food. They want to tax and regulate every facet of your life. We're going to break down not just the nanny state, but why they want this nanny state, the type of system that is being set up. Also, Obama supports a national DNA database, and we're going to play a video, an audio clip of him promoting that and exactly what that means. Folks in California are revolting. PG&E customer refuses to take smart meter, locks up old meter, and they're now putting these in Austin where I live, where they can control your thermostat, and they're saying as part of a green initiative, the government may not let you to have your house at 76. They're going to decide how much energy you can have, and this gets into the whole nanny state stack of news that we have here today. But this situation with fluoride is so important and feeds into so many other subjects to really understand the type of society we live in with this deadly poison, this forced medication going on, that we're going to cover that first when we come back. Also, an amazing interview, the best I've ever done of many, in person and on the radio, over the phone, with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. I want to talk about that today because I've been told the show had been picked up again for a second season after getting record ratings on True TV about a month ago, but I couldn't talk about it. And then Ventura went ahead and said on air that, for those who want to know, I'm going to be a bigger, even bigger part as a consultant and in the production and probably one of the main reporters in the new season of True TV. But they don't start production on that until the summer. So that's very, very exciting. This groundbreaking work continues and that this information is becoming so mainstream that now I'm going to get an even bigger role with Governor Ventura in his television program, his hit television program that is the first ever on national television, really exposing in a fair manner the New World Order from our perspective. Okay, I'm going to launch into all the news straight ahead after this quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this Sunday edition. We are live the 14th day of March, 2010. Going to be here for the next 2 hours. Okay, I'm going to get into a big stack of nanny state news from not just the United States, but around the world. The same private corporate interest worldwide are lobbying governments to basically turn the planet into a prison and to micromanage and control every facet of our lives, to literally, completely domesticate us. I want to get into that stack of news, a lot of economic news as well today. But the first story I want to get into is from the BostonChannel.com. Team 5 investigates after Amesbury pulls sodium fluoride from the water supply. More than 70% of U.S. cities and towns have sodium fluoride added. And in 2000, in 2006, and we've had the head of the EPA's union on, who's a top toxicologist, over 90% of their toxicologists and scientists have sent open letters to their bosses and to the Congress saying, take fluoride out of the water. Number one, sodium fluoride's deadly poison. Number two, under the catch-all term sodium fluoride, they are adding over 150 on average, sometimes over 300, but most cities, 150 deadly chemicals. It is the toxic waste of nuclear weapons, uranium purification, aluminum production, and, of course, fertilizer production. Mercury, lead, arsenic. And they take this toxic waste that big companies, this is such a sick joke, it's got to be the biggest hoax in history. And in the 40s, when they were producing nuclear weapons secretly in Tennessee, this is all declassified, they began dumping the fluoride byproduct in the streams and rivers. And so they put out a report in the late 40s saying, let's just put this in the water supply. And if you read mainline history books about communist Russia and about Nazi Germany, it was first the Russians by the 20s had learned that if they added sodium fluoride and its different cofactors or different variants, different varieties they put in, that it is a toxic sedative. It also reduces fertility and attacks the entire body. Now, this is not my opinion. Kurt Nemo's written an article at Infowars.com that has links to the federal government, to the EPA, to Austrian university research, just to major scientific reports. It has an entire, the National Research Council, the Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health, Agriculture Research Services. So everything I'm telling you here is on record. And you can go read how it attacks your bones and more than doubles bone cancer. It's even higher if you just look at men, but overall, averaging men and women together, a doubling of bone cancer. It attacks the bone marrow and the very important white blood cell production and stem cell production. It accelerates the aging process. It attacks the thyroid. It attacks the hypothalamus. And some will say, well, if this fluoride's so bad, why does the news say we're living longer? Well, the United States is listed as 25th in the world for longevity, right beside Libya and others. But the bigger issue here is we live less extended lives than we did 100 years ago. Oh, yes. Let me explain how they cook the numbers. There's one area where Americans live longer. If you ever go out to an old cemetery, we've got an old family cemetery with 150-year-old graves in it, and you'll notice that more than half the graves are 5 years old or younger. Yes, most families lost children. Different statistics from different decades, but as much as a third or more of children never made it past age five. And you had high infant mortality. and a lot of women died giving birth. So you go to a graveyard, it's full of 16 and 18 and 20 and 22-year-old women who died during childbirth, and a lot of times they're buried right next to their dead baby. So if you made it past the age of 10, and there's different statistics on this, but on average past the age of 10, you would live into your 80s, not to the average of, what, 74 in the U.S. So we actually live, even though we have better food and supposed better medicine, we live a lot less longer than our ancestors did. Because you're going to see this hoax number put out everywhere that, well, we're living longer. No, we're not. We are not living longer. And we're way behind every other industrialized country. And because of better nutrition and a lot of good things that mainline, you know, classic Western medicine provides, you don't die of gangrene from a broken leg or a bullet wound. So there's a lot of great things. And the establishment knows we'd be living to 120 with all of these advances if they weren't poisoning the water supply and the food. And this is on record. I have the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, you know, writing a big textbook about drugging the water and the food. We have all these globalist statements about how they want to do this. It is going on. And ladies and gentlemen, I know you are all taught that only kooks say that fluoride isn't good for you. But if you'll just go to Infowars.com and read this one article by Kurt Nemo, full of links to mainline universities and government research and even the EPA. Over 90% of the EPA's own scientists say, take it out. What are you doing? Even the American Dental Association 5 years ago said, don't have kids take fluoride pills or brush their teeth with fluoride toothpaste until age 6 because of dental fluorosis and it weakens the teeth. It does not make them stronger. Don't believe me. Just search engine the term sodium fluoride or fluoridation of water cancer. You'll get hundreds of mainstream news articles, okay? This is an absolute fact. And the Russians and the Nazis learned to put this in the camp slaves' water. There's a reason it seems like the average American is in a trance. You have been hit with a chemical weapon. This is a absolute fact. Now, on screen, this is not just a radio show. If you go over to prisonplanet.tv, you can watch us live. On screen, we have the Infowars.com article. But anybody can go to InfoWars and read this article. Story on mystery substance distracts from fact that fluoride is a deadly killer. Now, this Team 5 News out of Boston, talking about one of its suburbs that it hasn't been fluoridating in the last year, talks about how whatever is in the fluoride that we're buying from China to put in our water is clogging up the machines and broke the machines, but this is what the city contract is, and so they aren't using it because it broke the machine. And it shows how of every bucket of the poison they put in the drainage system, in the filters, about a third of it is still there, and the city won't pay to have it tested for what it is. We know what it is. Okay, the top EPA scientists are on record. It is over 150 chemicals on average. When you hear the word fluoridation, that is a catch-all for hundreds of toxic waste chemicals that by law are authorized to be added to your water. Okay? And that's why, what, a few years ago, the top dentist who over a decade ago did the national campaign to get Canada's water fluoridated. We had him on a few years ago. He then found out, my God, this isn't calcium fluoride that actually is good for you and good for your teeth, a little bit of it. This is sodium fluoride and other molecules of it and hundreds of other chemicals. It's 150 on average, some water systems over 300. We got a tour of the Austin water treatment plant, 6 months ago. They wouldn't let us videotape. And it showed where when they dump the fluoride in it, it eats holes in the concrete if any of it dribbles out. And they gave us the paperwork that over $1 million a year is what Austin pays for bags of toxic waste. Now here's the issue. The media is freaking out about the mystery substance, but on the newscast, they show the bags of fluoride, and it says deadly poison attacks all the organs, will kill you. So there it says deadly poison. And they're dumping it in the water. We'll be right back. TV viewers, you can see this screenshot from the Boston TV station. We'll put it back up on screen again. And it says, sodium fluoride, danger, poison, toxic by ingestion, target organs. This is what it's targeting. Heart, kidneys, bones, central nervous system, gastrointestinal system, teeth. Do not get in eyes. Do not ingest. Do not inhale. Use proper respiration. A screenshot capture from the WCVB TV report reveals fluoride added to drinking water is a deadly toxin. So what's the issue here? This isn't just about fluoride. It's about mind control and propaganda. Here's a newscast where they're saying, we're so worried, you know, for the last year or so, we haven't been putting fluoride in your water because we're ordered to buy this fluoride from China. And it's something else is in it, and it's clogging all the machines. Look at all this gook. Look at all this garbage. Look at all this sludge. We need to get the fluoride to the children. We need to make sure people read it. And then they show at the water treatment plant the bags. And we saw these same bags in Austin. They wouldn't let us videotape it. I'm going to have to get like a FOIA request or order it or something because people need to see this. So on the bag, it says deadly poison targets the organs, absolutely devastating. And then they'll say, well, there's only 1 to 3 parts per million. Well, studies show that that causes a 10 IQ point reduction if it's drunk for just 5 years by an adolescent. And see, it builds up. Nothing, according to the toxicologist, neurologist, and scientist we've had on here, medical doctors and researchers, nothing builds up worse in the body than fluoride. It's one of the smallest particles on the periodic table. It is just absolutely tiny and deadly poison. But the whole newscast is about, oh my gosh, there's something else in it. And after we heard about melamine in China, after we heard about lead in the toys and all these poisons in the jewelry, you know, we don't know what the Chinese are doing. Well, Austin buys its fluoride from a company in Florida, hundreds of chemicals in it. Hundreds of other deadly chemicals, not just fluoride. So I want to play this newscast for everybody out there. And I want to explain something to you. Even if you drink bottled water or filtered water, you absorb it when you breathe it in the shower or bath. And the biggest organ in the body is the skin, And this is so deadly. And it is in one particular book on World War II, a Pulitzer Prize winning book that we have linked in this article, where the Nazis, when they were friends with Stalin, when they split up Poland together, learned of this, I.G. Farben did, from the Russians. And Stalin was putting this in their labor camp workers' water. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who spent, 6 years in a forced labor camp, wrote about this. They put in your water what the communist Russians and the Nazi Germans put in slave and death camp water supplies. Now, I have John P. Holdren, Eco-science book, where he says we want to put stuff in the water supply to reduce your fertility. And what does fluoride do? It reduces fertility. It makes you passive. It attacks your bones. Let's go ahead and play the short newscast so we can analyze it. Here it is from Massachusetts.
The water in Amesbury is supposed to have fluoride in it, but Rob Damaris has been concerned for years about what's in the supply he gets from China. The residue you see here is what won't dissolve when he puts the fluoride powder in the water.
What is that?
We don't know.
You have no idea what's in there?
I don't know what it is. It's not soluble. And it doesn't appear to be sodium fluoride, so we're not quite sure what it is.
Damaris says the residue clogs his machines and makes it difficult to get a consistent mix.
For almost a year, these fluoride pumps in Amesbury have been off, and the water department says they'll stay off until they can figure out what's in the fluoride.
The Department of Public Health says more than 650,000 customers in 44 communities are getting the product in question, and only Amesbury has temporarily stopped using it.
But despite those concerns, we want to be clear. Both state and federal health officials tell Team 5 Investigates Chinese fluoride is safe.
The New York company which supplies the fluoride in question says it is certified by the National Sanitation Foundation, which assures the quality of the product. And despite 1,000 complaints, the Centers for Disease Control also says it's safe, although testing continues to determine the precise composition of the residue.
They should test it to make sure that what they're putting in is safe for us to drink.
Paul Stewart lives in Newburyport and believes he has a right to know exactly what's in his water.
On the same day that I read the story about the fluoride coming from China, I also read stories about the melamine that was being contaminated in the milk products coming from China, that, you know, Abercrombie and Fitch actually pulled some of their jewelry off the shelves because it was contaminated with cadmium coming from China. And then we had another story about more lead in kids' toys coming from China.
Since 2007, most of the sodium fluoride has also been imported from China because it's the least expensive on the market.
I don't think that when it comes to something that I ingest every day, the lowest bidder is good enough.
I'd like to be able to add it in, you know, worry-free.
For Team 5 Investigates, I'm Kelly Tuthill.
Okay. Now that is mind control. They show the bags that say deadly poison attacks every organ, attacks your bones, fluoride. And of course the federal government certifies it. They allow over 300 chemicals to be added. Most companies put 150 in. And that's the sick joke. Austin pays $1.2 million. I've shown the paperwork here on air 6 months ago when we got the tour. And the name of the company, the particular company Austin buys it from in Florida, is where they mine limestone and crush it up. And in the limestone are the chemicals that they need for fertilizer. But then they have all this poison byproduct that by law you can't put in crop fertilizer. And so they take out the poison and put it in your water. Here's something people will get and understand. Go to Home Depot. And if you buy fertilizer for food plants, tomato plants or whatever, it will not have all the toxic chemicals in it. But if it's lawn fertilizer, it will say, do not use in agriculture. Poison. But that runs off into our water and into our water table. And it's the same crud. And so they can't get rid of it, and it brain damages us, and they'd have to store it or get rid of it. And so they say, okay, we'll just feed this to the American people. We will force medicate you. Now, even if it was good for your teeth, which the American Dental Association 5 years ago had to admit, no, that's not true. Fractures the teeth, causes dental fluorosis. My dad's a dentist. I had to bring him the documents in the last decade. He now agrees with me. He was never a bad guy. He just believed the system. Folks, you've got to look at this for yourself. You've got to find out what this is doing to you and your family. Don't you love your children? But let's say it was even good for us. Why is it forced medication? That is illegal on every front. It is illegal to put something in the water supply that they say is good for you and is a medication. But let's say it was good for your teeth, which it isn't. That's like saying, well, I want to put sunscreen on so I don't get too much sun, so I'm going to drink a big glass of sunscreen. It's supposedly for your teeth. Why don't you just brush your teeth? Oh, what's it say on the back of the toothpaste package? Look for yourself. It says, if you ingest more than a pea sigh of this, call poison control immediately. Ladies and gentlemen, long before I knew about fluoride being deadly, when I was a little kid, I'd get a fluoride treatment or something, I'd get sick for days with headaches. They're poisoning all of us. We'll be back with Aaron Dykes, because they're now adding it to your food as well. Chemical attack on you and your family. Okay, I'm going to get back into the forced drugging of the population with a deadly chemical weapon that precipitates out in the body, builds up, your body sheds almost zero of the fluoride that you come in contact with your life. They put aluminum, they put mercury in the water as well as part of this program. That's what's being put in your water under the name of fluoride. Fluoride is bad enough, deadly poison. But they had all these other chemicals. Enjoy your Alzheimer's. Enjoy your cancer. Enjoy it all. But on a positive note, Jesse Ventura's book is now number 2 on the Amazon chart in the top 10 of all the other major charts. 1 week out, we have the new book in hardcover, American Conspiracies Discounted. It's $24.95 at InfoWars.com. It's $19.95, and you get one of my films free, the film of your choice free, there on the special page when you get the book. That's a $44.95 value That's more than half off American Conspiracies with Jesse Ventura. Two other program notes on that. He was on with us for an hour and 20 minutes Friday and went ahead and announced what I've been barred from announcing. American Conspiracies author Jesse Ventura's top TV show, number one on True TV, beat out all the other cable networks, but Fox is getting a second bigger series, bigger budget. I'm a consultant. I appeared in some of the shows. I'll be in more of the shows, probably as a reporter. Very exciting news there. And Ventura had the idea that he wants to come down to Austin so I get a week off in the next few months and co-host for a week or host for a week. So look for that. The truth is really starting to get out there, and the people are getting more and more hungry for hardcore information that we provide here on this radio show, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then, of course, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Okay, I'm begging listeners, I know you were conditioned and brainwashed in school and told kooks talk about how fluoride's bad for you in the water and it's meant to make you passive. Just like you were told kooks warn you about banks bankrupting things by design and setting up a world government. Now it's all being announced. Kooks say that your laptop, built-in camera, and microphone is listening to you and watching you. It's now mainstream admitted news. They always tell you that so you won't research. But if you'll just go to Infowars.com and read this one article by Kurt Nemo and click on all the links to the U.S. government, to other governments, to major universities, you will see the facts for yourself. There is no longer any more time for denial, ladies and gentlemen. The facts are out. In fact, I want to play a short clip first from Fox News just 2 months ago with the Japanese government looking at putting lithium, another toxic chemical that they give psychotics, in the water supply. Because if it makes one of us not commit suicide, if it makes us more docile, lithium must be good. That's also being proposed by White House science czar John P. Holdren. They are pushing the forced medication of the public. But here's the news. It's already going on by stealth. Here's that clip.
C32 now with only 2 weeks left of 2009. We're taking a look back at some of the most interesting healthcare discoveries of the past year. Joining us is Fox 9 medical expert Dr. Arkel Georgiou to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, the U.S. has been adding a fluoride to its public water supply for decades, and of course, to prevent tooth decay. Well, now researchers from Japan are suggesting that we add lithium. So why is that?
Well, they're actually not suggesting it, but they're certainly looking into it. Lithium is a medication that in prescription doses treats mood disorders in people with bipolar disorder or manic depressive illness.
Okay, that's enough.
Researchers found in Japan.
I've also got other clips where they say that mercury is good for your brain. In fact, cue that up. Mercury is good for your brain. KI News, Austin, Texas. But this was a news feed. The CBS Broadcast Center sent this out to all their affiliates with a video package and the text, and then this was read locally on the news nationwide, a federal study saying mercury is good for your brain. We'll play that once they've had time to they found it. Wow, quick on the go there. Let's go ahead and play the news saying mercury is good for your brain. Lithium, fluoride, mercury, good. Here it is.
Yes. Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
And by the way, I have two news articles and one from the FDA now saying they've recalled the H1N1 vaccine, that it's dangerous. It's in the National Post in Canada and it's on the FDA website, but nowhere else that I've seen. Just, oh, by the way, it was bad for you and didn't protect you and it's dangerous. So are we the kooks saying mercury's not good for your brain, fluoride's not good for your brain, lithium shouldn't be put in our water? They're all basically out there conditioning you, getting you ready to accept this. I want to go to Aaron Dykes because 2 weeks ago, he did a bunch of research and then got busy and never wrote the article because Aaron does video editing. He updates InfoWars.com and he writes incredible investigative reports because his favorite brand of apple juice, he saw them complaining in California. It's that brand that won the World's Fair over 100 years ago. That they're mad because they use municipal water and they've done it for over 100 years and they're about to add fluoride to it. And the city said, we'll pay to put machines in where it takes the fluoride out for you. And then the article out of California said, oh, everybody has rotten teeth now and use some fake statistics. So Aaron called a couple of dentists locally and they said, what are they talking about? This is ridiculous. The American Dental Association says that fluoride isn't even good now. But that's something else that's a fact that most people don't know. Aaron, tell us about this.
Yeah, it's incredible. On the one hand, it's nice to know this company, Martinelli, cares about what goes into their products and tries to use, you know, clean water and everything. But on the other hand, it's one of the few cities in all of California that doesn't fluoridate. I'm sure that's not by accident. And they're now trying to force the fluoride into the community using phony force grants to the California Dental Association and using the state mandates that are out there. But they're trying to force in this water forcing the fluoride into the water at great expense, and then they're later going to pin it on the community, and they're even going to pay for the ultra-expensive process of removing the fluoride for this company just so they could still force medicate the community.
And you called some of the locals, and you've tried to get a comment back from the apple juice maker. It's the best apple juice I've tasted. They're going to put it in, and the government will come in and spend millions to even get a medium-sized city to do this. It's so important. The government cares so much about your teeth, Aaron.
Yeah, this is a small, small community. But still, they're going to force in, you know, millions of dollars worth of fluoride treatment. And this article in the LA Times is astounding. They're claiming there's a tooth epidemic. This person they have a quote from, who's not even a dentist, says it's the worst teeth she's seen outside of Nicaragua. Whatever that means. They're tying.
And then you called a local dentist and he said it was preposterous.
He said it's outrageous. They're trying to say the migrant workers can't even afford to use toothpaste and have to brush with water, so therefore they have to medicate the
And then he told you they come in flush with cash.
Yeah, they come in and get dental work like anyone else at the rate of hundreds of dollars per time, per session, you know. And it's a total fraud. I mean, on the one hand, if this is a total tooth epidemic, we need to have, you know, people on the ground investigating this. But we know.
No, it's total propaganda. Anything else, Aaron?
No, that's just about it. I mean, they're forced medicating and writing this terrible propaganda.
But hey, we are the conspiracy theorists. Everybody knows lithium and fluoride and mercury are good.
I don't know.
But see how they just put this outrageous stuff out in the open? And then I sent Nemo yesterday this video clip out of Boston, and I basically told him what I wanted him to write about, and then he went and found even more evidence. But here they are saying, oh my gosh, something else is in the fluoride. It might be poisonous. We've stopped putting it in your water. It's clogging up the machines. And then on the bags says causes kidney, liver failure, deadly poison. If you breathe one whiff of this, you're dead. On the bag says deadly poison with skull and crossbones. It's just hidden in plain view. When we come back, this is from the FDA website, U.S. Food and Drug Administration, recall of the H1N1 vaccine. Back in December, there were quite a few recalls of the H1N1 vaccine. The media spun it that, it wasn't strong enough to actually protect people. But now we have the actual details from the FDA. This is FDA.gov. We'll put it on screen for folks right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. It says 2010 biological recalls. And it says recall of influenza A H1N1 vaccine. And it gives multiple massive recalls of the vaccine. And we'll give people a document cam shot of that right now. Then continuing here, here is a story out of the National Post, big paper in Canada. Flu shots futile, study finds, nursing home test, didn't find proof immunization stops viruses. A new Canadian-led study has added to the simmering scientific dispute over flu shot campaigns, concluding that immunizing nursing home workers does nothing to cut the number of confirmed influenza cases among the home's elderly residents. So there are the facts. But ladies and gentlemen, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that these big companies are just making money off this. But it's a lot worse than that. Hitler was able to do what he did because people couldn't imagine that someone could be that monstrous, that evil. Stalin was able to do what he did because people couldn't believe it was really happening. Mao Zedong killed between 60 and 80 million people. The Chinese government says 84 million. Our media says 64 million. The point is that I played a CNN clip last week where they said Mao was good. When you get a big government, it always gets taken over by evil people who enjoy death and destruction. And I have literally hundreds of government documents. We cover them in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, where world leaders say they want to sterilize us, they want to poison us, they want to kill us. But you can't give somebody a shot and have them die an hour later. That would be too obvious. That's why from the polio shots to the modern shots today, literally thousands of media reports, hundreds of government documents, how live cancer viruses are added to most of the major vaccines, mercury, you name it. And it's so horrible, people have trouble even believing this. But this is really happening. This is really going on. I've seen AP reports where they've done tests of reservoirs that aren't connected to sewage treatment plants and aren't connected to runoff that shouldn't have Prozac and other drugs in it, but they're finding it at massive levels. It is being added to your water. I showed an ABC News article 2 weeks ago where kangaroos in Australia that drink fluoridated water that the citizens are drinking are dying in mass. You can pull up endless news reports. Farm animals die from fluoride, where they'll have a drought, so farmers or ranchers will give, in say one case in Colorado I saw last year, they will give fluoridated water that the citizens are drinking. And cows and horses drink a lot more water per capita, per body weight, than humans, and they start dying. They start fracturing bones. They start going insane. They start having their hair falling out. You are being chemically attacked by design. There's the ABC News headline. Kangaroos dying of fluoride poisoning. This is the reality. Now, there are hundreds of other ways they're poisoning us and killing us. Every major GMO crop that gets approved has the side effect, but it's the main effect. They claim it's a side effect of reducing fertility and sterilizing mammalian species in the test of the rats and guinea pigs. Every major GMO food that gets approved in major top prestigious studies attacks the organs. In fact, Google this for them. GMO corn study finds GMO corn causes organ damage. Study finds there was one that came out from a major prestigious outfit, three weeks ago. And I sit here, there it is, Monsanto, you guys are quick. Monsanto GMO corn linked to organ failure, study reveals. In fact, print that for me. The International Journal of Biological Sciences, one of the top three research journals. I mean, they know what's going on. And even if they don't know, and they just don't care and it's about profit, you need to know this is going on. You need to know this is happening. You need to be made aware of what's going on in this agenda. In fact, pull up the Times of London article. World's richest meet in secret to talk about overpopulation. And it says, we're establishing a global government to reduce population. Bill Gates gave a speech, three weeks ago? We played clips of it here on air, where he said we've got to increase vaccination worldwide to reduce population. Just an open statement. And here's another issue. Most college grads were given the received knowledge that there's too many people and that humans are bad. And they feel like that this is happening to somebody else. No, this is happening to you. Put it back up on screen. There's the article. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. World's richest meet in secret at Rockefeller University in New York to talk about plans to reduce world population. You are being attacked. The male sperm count is down by over 85% in Europe and the United States. They've got studies per city where they fluoridate the water, where you'll have people in it who've, in the studies, they'll test people that have lived most of their lives or their whole life in that city versus someone who's lived in a small town that doesn't fluoridate. Nothing wrong with their sperm. The people drinking fluoridated water, the sperm don't have tails. The sperm are deformed. The sperm are, but humans are so strong and our genetics are so strong and there's millions of sperm that go out every time the mammals have intercourse that still some make it through. Still, with that 13 to 15% of viable sperm we've got left, we can still continue human existence. And again, they can't have a soft kill or soft sterilization program happen overnight. It takes years for sodium fluoride and the other chemicals to build up in all of the organs. It takes years for this to happen. I had a scientist on, what, a month ago, going over now declassified government documents where not only did they have Agent Orange that they knew was sterilizing and causing cancer in our troops in Vietnam, they added a neurotoxin to it to cause brain damage. That is a secret 1996 Army report declassified in the last few months that we had a guest on, a toxicologist, to cover. I mean, folks, they know exactly what they're doing. And I know American Idol's on. I know your favorite TV show's on. I know they're having the kite festival down in Zilker Park today. I was down there. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. Everything looks fine. But all of this evil is going on around you. And because it's so incredibly draconian and oppressive, a lot of us have trouble admitting it to ourselves. Last night, before I took my wife and children out to dinner, I was sitting on the back porch, and it just hit me how real this is, how right we are, how incredibly open this conspiracy against free humanity is, and just how psychopathic and evil our government is. Remember, this is mainline history, not debated. Eugenics was born 155 years ago or so in England. It became dominant in the United States. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation that ran Cold Spring Harbor Eugenics Facility in New York that runs the Human Genome Project today, that ran the program 37 years ago to take your baby's blood at birth secretly. I told you about that 14 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. Studying how to kill us, studying how to control us, studying how to take over. Our government created Adolf Hitler and set him up. He was the eugenics Führer. And Jesse Ventura's new book, by the way, has a chapter on Bush's grandfather, George Bush Sr.'s father, Prescott Bush, being the main Nazi agent in the U.S. That's London Guardian. That's Associated Press. You cannot make this up. Your life means nothing to these ruthless people. And if you have studied history, you would know that 9 times out of 10, ruthless mass murdering killers, the worst of the worst, get in control of society because they're the ones that have the hunger. They're the ones that have the desire for power and control and domination. So I ask yourselves, why are they forcibly medicating your water supply with a deadly poison? Why are you letting them do it? Why are you eating GMO food? Why are you giving your kids mercury-filled shots? Why are you going along with this? Why do you let them put your kids on Ritalin and Prozac? Why do you let them do all this to you? We're going to come back in the next hour. We've got a bunch of police state, nanny state news we're going to cover, and your phone calls at 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. I'm Alex Jones, a voice in the wilderness, trying to warn you that there is great evil amongst us. It is expanding, it is taking over, and we must meet it head on and have the strength to admit the level of tyranny and wickedness that we are facing. You must awaken now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, I just did an hour-long rant they're poisoning you, how they're killing you. If you agree, call. If you disagree, call. I'd like to hear you talk about that subject and call in about whatever you want. But if you call in wanting to plug something or ask me about chupacabras, I'm probably going to hang up on you pretty quick. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. I want to come back in the next segment, get into some of your calls quickly, and then the nanny state. Chefs call proposed new salt ban absurd. If they can tell you what type of light bulb you can have, what type of toilet, if you can have salt on your food, what kind of sugar you can eat, they can do anything. Obama supports a national DNA database. Video of that coming up and what it really means. PG&E customer refuses to take smart meter, locks up old meter. They want remote control meters. They're going in California, Texas. My office now has one. They didn't ask. They came and stuck it on the outside of the building. Tories revive random roadside breath test in Canada. They're already taking blood here in the U.S. without warrants. Second ministerial declared in case against New Jersey blogger. Second mistrial declared in case against New Jersey blogger. FBI operative, Nazi, Hal Turner. I told you years ago he was a Fed. Here's AP. Here's Business Week on that. Venezuela calls for internet control. Reuters. The whole world's announcing this. So is the United States. In fact, China calls U.S. a hypocrite over human rights and criticizing Chinese censorship. Absolutely. The United States is becoming just like China. Also, I'm going to give you my take on what's big national news. Texas conservatives win curriculum change. Did they really? Did they really? Also, we'll get into IRS visits Sacramento car wash in pursuit of 4 cents of unpaid taxes. Sacramento B. There's an important story behind that. The Mail Online minister, global warming nursery rhyme adverts banned for overstating the risk. Mexican military copter over U.S. neighborhood. I want to get back into that and how it ties in with this story. Teen hauled to jail for overdue library DVD. And I want to dovetail that with a Arizona Republic article, Why Some Immigrants Are Let Go. Citizens have the book thrown at them, but this article admits when illegals don't have driver's license or anything, they're let go. And this article says it's good. It's good. So we'll be breaking that down. Meanwhile, NAFTA and GATT and open borders have been so good for America. Detroit family sells home for just $10. And the mayor is talking about bulldozing one-third of the city. So we're going to be discussing that coming up on the other side. Child abuse claims sweep Catholic Church in Europe. Georgia has done it again. They launched an attack on the Russian-held area of South Ossetia, said that Russia had attacked them. Later it was admitted it was all a hoax. They've now aired a national TV program saying Russia attacked Georgia. I mean, there's no end to these people, and it's now come out from a White House insider that Cheney wanted to start World War III with Russia. So that is just some of what is coming up on that front. Also, Citibank exposes 600,000 customer Social Security numbers. I see these articles every few days. It's the government. It's the big banks that sell and lose all our data. Then they say, oh, you need a national ID card to fix it. Well, the national ID card won't stop them from doing all of this. So, again, your calls are coming up at 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. And the websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, infowars.net, jonesreport.com, therealcoffeeparty.com, whatistheendgame.com, arnoldexposed.com, and many more. But the two big ones, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, the number one and number two biggest alternative websites on the internet, thanks to you spreading the word. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to your phone calls, and I'm giving each person 60 seconds. So have your points ready, because I got a bunch of other news we've absolutely got to get to, but I want to hear from you. Now, I don't screen calls. But I would ask listeners to comment on the forced medication of fluoride in the water that is a deadly toxic poison, or to talk about how the media is saying mercury is good for your brain, or they want to put lithium in the water to make us all more docile. I mean, this is now out in the open. Then I'm going to get into the nanny state, banning salt, $1,000 fines if there's salt on your food, banning sweet drinks or putting big taxes on it. I mean, this is total control, and it's not about taking care of you. It's about controlling your life. All right, let's talk to Charisma in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Good afternoon to you. Well, I have been going here and there because something happened to me. Well, I was in an abusive relationship. So to make the story short, I went to Safe Place for Abused Women shelter. They were wonderful there until I got out from there. There was kind of, I believe she was a very kind of exploitative advocate, threatened me that if I would not go to MHMR for medication or whatsoever, they would not help. They would
yeah, so you had an abusive relationship. You went to the big feminist group. They helped you some, but now they want to put you on drugs. They're now saying all women are mentally ill that have babies, that all women have to be put on a Prozac drug after they have a baby. When you have a car wreck, they try to put you on it. They want everyone drugged.
Yes, Alex, and now I'm a hostage because wherever I go, I'm trying to improve my life. Nobody would accept me for improving my life.
I know. These are ghouls. It's like the mafia. Once you take something from them, they want to get you in the system. I appreciate your call. Sorry to hear about that. Bobby in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say...
Do me a favor and turn your radio off. Do me a favor and turn your radio off.
Yeah, is that better?
I need it all the way off.
Okay. Calling in regarding the fluoride comments that were made. I recently went to a dentist that was a local dentist here, kind of a smaller dentist. He wasn't a real big practice. And it was funny, one of the comments that he told to me was that basically, you know, I said, well, what kind of toothpaste should I get or what kind of fluoride should I buy, you know, to protect my teeth better so my situation wouldn't happen again. And it was funny because the thing that he told me was, you know, regardless of what everybody else thinks, the only thing you truly need is water to brush your teeth because it's the mechanical operation that cleans your teeth versus what toothpaste or fluoride you use.
Exactly. You get bacteria that grow. They defecate. That's called plaque that has acid in it. You need to brush your teeth before meals, not after meals. Brushing your teeth twice a day. It's easy. Look at my teeth. Never had a cavity. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was just crazy that you know, I've been listening to your show for a couple months now, and you've brought to light, you know, so many things, and it just, compared to something you've said in your show now to something that really happened to me, is just bringing a whole new light to everything. So I appreciate it, and I'm sure everybody does that too.
Well, Bobby, God bless you. What you should do is, if your city, and over 70% of the cities and towns do, fluoridate your water. You ask for a tour, they'll give you one, and you'll see big bags that have skull and crossbones say deadly poison. And they'll tell you, well, there's only a little bit in there. But it is a cumulative poison, like arsenic. It's so deadly. Robert in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? I'll keep this quick. I'm in Tacoma, Washington, and I went to our water site and found out that our water's fluoridated. But I just want people to go look because they offer us unfluoridated water from certain times of the day. Bring your own container, and you go to their well, and you can get unfluoridated water. So,
and that's anyhow, because that's, people are demanding it. It's like 10 years ago, you couldn't find organic food, but people demanded it. So now most grocery stores, half their produce is somewhat organic. It's not perfect. We have to demand this. But look, get the fluoride out of our water. It's not even fluoride. It's hundreds of deadly chemicals.
Right, and in Tacoma, the voters voted for the fluoride to be put into it, which is odd. I mean, that just goes with the mind control, and fluoride's good, I guess.
Absolutely, Robert. Good to hear from you. Andrew in New York, you're on the air. He just dropped. Rich in Washington, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I was just wondering, how come everybody at my work and every person I know is owing taxes this year? I've had the same job for years, same amount of deductions, and I owe like $700, and everybody I know owes money. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, they've always done a refund to make you psychologically think that you're getting something. See, the majority of Americans don't have to do taxes at the end of the year. It's withheld. And so as a PR stunt, they send you a few hundred bucks usually back. But if you're a business owner, you really see what your employees and you are paying. And so what's happening now is Obama said he was going to give you a bigger tax return. Now it was in the news just a few days ago that actually you're not going to get that tax return. Most people will actually have to pay more. And so the government is just growing and growing and growing, expanding and expanding and expanding. And so now they're going to say, in fact, we covered this just with a CPA last week. We had Wayne Paul on. They're saying that they're going to tell you a year later, oh, you owed $500 or $1,000 more because the IRS miscalculated and charged you too little, and then there's going to be penalties and interest on it. So it's all a way of getting everybody into their system.
It's really unbelievable. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, and I appreciate your call. In fact, let me cover this article right now since you just called in. Give me a document cam shot on this, gentleman. Thank you. This is out of the Sacramento Bee on March 13th. This came out yesterday. It says, IRS visits Sacramento car wash in pursuit of 4 cents. Now, why is this important? It says, they made a mistake of 4 cents, the IRS believed, and after 1 year or several years of penalties and interest, it's $202.35. Now, what's important about this? Going back more than 20 years, the government has only a few investigators. There's been a lot of articles written about this. I'm sure you've seen them. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. It's from past stories. But the point is, in fact, no, I'm not going to just go off memory. Google it for people right now, because I just saw one in the Wall Street Journal a few months ago. Treasury cuts white-collar crime investigators. IRS cuts white-collar crime investigators. And it says that they literally almost have no investigators for billionaires and millionaires and members of Congress. Half of them don't pay their taxes or are behind. I mean, you got Conyers' wife going to prison finally because of pressure. You've got Rangel not paying. You got the head of the IRS, Geithner, not paying. I mean, this is insane. Okay. And so they already... It was bottom heavy. Most of the regulators are targeting blue collar. That was another headline I saw. IRS, there's a headline, white collar crime. SFO boss plans to cut back on prosecutions and interventions. That's the London Guardian. That's where they're cutting back there too. It's the same management globally. The point is, they have almost no investigators for rich people. And last year, they cut even more of them, and it said they're mainly focusing on blue collar tax evasion. And then I have another article out of the Arizona Republic where they don't investigate the illegal aliens for drunk driving, not having IDs, not having insurance, not paying taxes. So the illegals are above the law because they work for the rich people to blow out wages and bankrupt America, and they help get on welfare and bankrupt things for the banks to come in and take over. But here it is. IRS visits Sacramento car wash in pursuit of 4 cents. It was every business person's nightmare arriving at Harv's Metro Car Wash in Midtown Wednesday afternoon were two dark-suited IRS agents demanding payment of delinquent taxes. They were deadly serious, very aggressive, very condescending, says Harv's owner, Aaron Zeff. The really odd part of this is the letter that was hand-delivered to Zeff on the site manager showed the amount of money owed by the feds was 4 cents. This is Sacramento Bee. So literally, you get an IRS agent at your door for 4 cents. But if you owe $1 billion or you're the private Federal Reserve and say, I won't say where trillions went from the banker bailout, they're like, hey, no problem. You stole trillions? No problem. You don't pay taxes? No problem. But you scumbag business owner, American trash, owe 4 cents? We got men in dark suits here spending all their time by design chasing rabbit trails. I was a highwayman along the coach roads I did ride.
I was a highwayman along the coach roads I did ride.
The one and only Willie Nelson.
Sword and pistol by my side.
many a young maid.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
If you were a criminal government, big private corporations that ran that government, what would you do? Well, you would set the regulations up where no one investigates you. And they have cut it down to almost nothing, to where the criminals that run society can do whatever they want, but the average citizen who's barely hanging on, they're raising your taxes. They want to drive you into total submission and have a pretext to come in your home and come after you. You saw those Audi ads for the green police? That's actually what they're planning. They are bringing in a system of oppression. Let's go back to your calls. Andrew in New York, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Number one is anybody who doesn't think fluoride isn't even remotely dangerous, well, they can look at the stains on my teeth that are permanently there from when my teeth got treated. Number two, I'm sure you've seen where now they're selling bottled water with fluoride in it.
Oh, well, they've had that for at least 5-6 years. You know, I would go to Babies R Us to, you know, buy stuff for my children, and they had all the big aisles, fluoride for babies, extra fluoride, what you need. Doesn't matter if the American Dental Association says it's bad for children and developing teeth causes dental fluorosis. Doesn't matter if it causes the teeth to be brittle with big yellow spots all over them. We need to chemically lobotomize your child, but you'll never believe that we're that evil, so go ahead and submit.
Oh, not just that, but you take the autism now, for instance, and tie it in with the toothpaste. Well, some of these kids are so autistic, they can't spit the toothpaste out. So what's happening after their parents brush their teeth? That's right. They're swallowing it.
But it's even worse than that. In the last 4 years, they've approved as a pesticide fluoride on crops. And so it's absorbed by the plant and you eat it. And they're also now adding it to many foods as a new nutrient. Oh, it's so nutritious. So you get it in the toothpaste, the water, the food, and it's just more and more. And the people get stupider and stupider and can't resist because you've been chemically attacked. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why you're not getting angry right now, because you have been lobotomized.
They're putting it in packaged foods, of course. Where's that food getting processed? At industrial plants that are getting fluoridated water.
Fluoride is so good.
Oh, yes. Oh, one last thing very quickly, if I can. I'm going to tie in what you're going to talk about, which is Obama's plan to open up the DNA database even further. As it is right now, I think you'll recall, what was it, back in 2007, the DOJ had $7 million budgeted to test the 32,500 federal prisoners that are rotting in prison, professing their innocence, where DNA is testable. And what does the Supreme Court rule? Oh, you're not entitled to that. Go away now. Oh, but it doesn't say anything in the law. They can test them. They're just not going to test it. But let's expand it so we can put everybody into it so we can follow you. And maybe just in case, we might want to look at your genetics for other purposes later on.
Well, I appreciate your call. But, I mean, let me just go back. And I'm actually going to cover this coming up and play a clip of Obama talking to Walsh of America's Most Wanted and complimenting him on decades on air. They talked for 5 minutes about pedophiles. And everybody, 99% of the public, hate pedophiles. And then they just sandwich in everyone arrested, even for parking tickets. We want to take your DNA like England's done. Well, guess what? I have the New York Times admitting that they can fake DNA. And the police have been caught. Remember Frederick Whitehurst, FBI crime lab head, went public in 1996 saying that they were framing most people. So they're hyping how great this is that they're going to have a DNA database now and get all these innocent people out of prison. But the truth is, they want to set the precedent to use the DNA database they already have on everyone born in a hospital in the United States in the last 37 years, had your blood taken, and it was given to the Pentagon for a bioweapons program. Now, I've told you that for 14 years because it's public knowledge, and it's finally in the news. This is a criminal government. It's a violation of law what they do, but they do what they want. They put poison in your water when they want. They take your blood without a warrant when you're born. They have the laptops the schools give the kids nationwide watching you at home. Here's the New York Times. Now, I knew this a decade ago because I had the documents, but here it is. New York Times, August 18, 2009. DNA evidence can be fabricated. Scientists show. Of course it can. They're teaching you DNA is 100% when all over the nation, every major police department of record has been caught framing people. The Dallas Police Department was all over the news, pulling over thousands, throwing bags of chalk in their car, and then taking their car or taking their home. You got a lawless criminal government taking over. Does that mean your average cop's a crook? No. But are the cops corrupt in China, in North Korea? Were they corrupt under the Nazis? Were they corrupt in Soviet Russia? Yes. When you get a corrupt government, they put thugs in, kick out the good cops. And that process is happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's jam in another call. Mookie in New York. You're on the air, Mookie.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
I just want to say that between global warming and the fluoride, I think it's clearly evident that we're getting a psychological sort of, you know, like a dumbing down on the idea of, you know, more like a dark age, sort of.
No, that's what the elites say. The elites say they want a post-industrial world for the general public with high-tech government and corporate reservations of high-tech systems that we don't get access to. Super medical care, life extension, everything.
And it's clearly evident because I thank you for waking me up to the left-right paradigm, which I find that if you really analyze that, you look at the mainstream media like a three-ring circus after that, and it's all completely manipulated.
It's all dumbed down. I appreciate your call. Let's take another call. Brad in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Alex, thanks for everything you do.
Thank you.
And Ted Anderson and Aaron and Jason. God love you guys, and I'll pray for you and keep up the great work. Regarding fluoride, there's books. I got a book in front of me, The Age of Treason, written in 1957, talking about the vaccinations and the water being fluoridated. The Quakers, a Quaker wrote this book. You got the fluoride deception on. You can look at it online. Great movie, short movie about fluoride. It's a total hoax. You're exactly right. They're trying to get us from every which way. It's crazy. It's horrible. It's a bizarro world, just like you say. It's just.
Well, what do you think of this newscast saying, "Oh my gosh, the fluoride from China might have something bad in it"? And on the bag on the newscast, it says organ failure, death, totally deadly.
And what you said about the Japanese wanting to put lithium in, I'm sure you're right. They're probably already putting it's a cocktail of crap in there. And
sir, I have in the expanded extras for Endgame, we have the university reports from the 60s where the government was proposing this. The White House science czar is currently proposing this.
Exactly right. Everybody's dumbed down with television, with cell phones, with all the technology. People are walking around with
all these little toys so we don't focus in on reality while the elite builds the world and sets it up in their image, which is a nightmare hell system.
Dehumanizing every one of us, and people are just clueless. And if you're not old school like you and I and a lot of your listeners, people have no idea. It's a bizarre world, and everything's upside down, just like you said.
Well, in Germany, they thought it was normal to be evil. The Aztecs thought it was normal to human sacrifice. People are followers on average. Well, let me tell the followers something. You're getting screwed right now by the New World Order. You're being enslaved right now. Wake up! Look at the facts we lay out here. Don't be stupid. Listener of the show. He wears Terror Storm t-shirts on stage. We don't even sell Terror Storm t-shirts. One of my films. He just made one. We're looking to get him on when he comes to town. Oh, am I supposed to mention that? But who knows? The point is that a lot of people are waking up, and as Bellamy says, we shall be victorious. We shall be victorious. If we wake up, if we get involved, if we say no to the system. Don't forget to support the radio/TV broadcast. We've got Jesse Ventura's new book, Discounted, and you get a free documentary film. Got several choices there, Loose Change, Final Cut, or Reflections and Warnings. One that I produced, one that I made. Free with the book at Infowars.com. Again, that's InfoWars.com. And it went on pre-sale Friday. It's being manufactured right now. It will ship out the 15th of April. Jason Burmes' new film, made in this studio, produced by myself. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, an incredible new film. You can pre-order it, and they're shipped out in the order that the orders are received. You can order the DVD at InfoWars.com, and it'll premiere online in super high quality April 15th. And then April 21st, a film I've been working on for a year, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. I haven't made a Police State film in 8 years. A lot has happened. Both powerful films available at InfoWars.com. Okay, I am going to go back to your phone calls here in just a moment. But before I go to Manny, Chris, Tom, Scott, Tom, and others that are patiently holding, let me get into this report. You know, we talked about how all over the country, the federal government pays local governments to put toxic waste in the water under the name of sodium fluoride, which is bad enough, but hundreds of other chemicals are put in. We talk about how they put mercury in the shots and lie about it and then admit it's in there, but say, oh, mercury's good for you. And it comes out that 90% or more, people won't believe that. Pull up the Washington Post. 90% of formula has melamine in it. Pull it up for folks. That causes organ failure, kills people. People get upset about it. They say, oh, the FDA just now says that melamine's good for you. Mercury's good for you. This is about a scientific dictatorship that does what it wants when it wants. Now, when I got on air 14 years ago, I guess I really got on air in 1995, so I guess almost 15 years ago, I was sent documents by concerned people in Austin who were in the health department, names not listed, that did you know we take blood from everybody at birth and it's sent to the Pentagon? And I covered it. Since then, it's all over the news. Just like it's all over the news, they're using laptops the government gives your kids to watch you at home. The schools openly admit it. They put cameras in the showers. This is more than Orwellian. They just think you're total idiots that will accept anything. If we're going to accept this, what comes next? Oh, they've got a bill to ban salt, $1,000 fines for salted food. New York. That's out of New York Daily News. Total control. Prison time for light bulbs that aren't the new government approved type. Just total control to net the general public into their system. Here's the deal. We're under the same management global corporate system as Europe, as much of Asia. So whatever's happening there happens here. And in England, if they pull you over for speeding, they take a cheek swab, because those are large, easily scraped off cells out of the inside of the mouth. Now they're saying they're going to take blood. And that's why multiple states have been funded by the federal government to pass laws, Texas did it, where they can take blood without a warrant at checkpoints. No Fourth Amendment. Just absolute police state. Meanwhile, the illegal aliens are allowed to drunk drive and are above the law. Again, that's Arizona Republic. So what's going on? They're taking your blood and putting it in databases, and they're training the cops to take blood. And that's now admitted. But they have Walshon from America's Most Wanted. And they get him on, and he meets with the president, and they talk for 5 minutes. You can watch the full clip up at InfoWars.com. We don't have time to play the whole thing. The article is Obama Supports National DNA Database. And they talk about child molesters and stopping them, who the government actually releases. And then they shift into a national DNA database for everyone, where it sounds like if you're not for national DNA databases, then you must be for pedophiles, when it has nothing to do with it. And Obama talks about England's got it, we need it. Here's the deal. They've already got most people's blood, most people's DNA. They want to use this in court. Kind of like the NSA for decades has been spying on people without warrants for industrial espionage, political control, you name it. Then they got laws passed where they could do it without warrants decades after they did it. They're now mainlining this where it's just out in the open. And they want to take everyone's blood or tissue out of your cheek when you get arrested, not convicted, for anything, including not wearing seatbelts. This is the medical tyranny they tried in Massachusetts and New York State under federal support to have forced inoculations. That failed. So they're always pushing. They run these big hoaxes saying it's the law to have a job or be in a university or go to public school to have inoculations. There is no law. It's just a regulation. They have to give you the waiver form. It's all about fraud and corruption and deceit. So let's go ahead and play a clip of Obama talking to the America's Most Wanted individual. And he goes out of pedophiles into everybody being in a DNA database. Here it is.
Some support for things like DNA testing at the state levels. You know, a lot of these local law enforcement officials are just strapped for some of the basic resources, getting the databases set up. Those are all areas where I think we can provide a lot of help. And my expectation is that we're going to get support, bipartisan support from Congress on this issue, because it's so important to every family across America. And there are just too many horror stories that remind us that we're not doing enough.
Well, I have always been impressed by your knowledge of this problem. You're absolutely right. The marshals have done an outstanding job. The FBI has done an outstanding job with the internet crimes portion of it, with over 100,000 non-compliant level 3 sex offenders. We're not talking about the guy who peed at Mardi Gras, the 18-year-old kid who had consensual sex with a 16-year-old girl. These are the bad guys. These are the guys that have
torn
off the ankle.
Then he goes back into a national DNA database. Has nothing to do with this. He's talking about level 3 sexual offenders who are already out there. They take their DNA by law, but they're mixing it in deception, where the average person watching this is like, hell yeah, I want a DNA database to stop pedophiles. We need it right now. Well, why don't we have that? Hey, they already took your blood if you're 37 years old or younger. They just are getting you ready for it. Blood checkpoints, you name it. Bill Clinton signed an executive order in 1994. It's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, from 1997, 13 years ago. I went down to the DMV, handed out the flyers with the executive order on it, where it states, and I got arrested, that's on the film, where it states that they're going to take blood from everyone to get a driver's license. That is already on the books. They're just getting you ready for the enforcement. Obama's talking about going to Congress to get the money for the states to carry this out. You're going to roll your sleeve up, and the cops are going to jab needles in your arms to get a driver's license, ladies and gentlemen. I guess that's to get people above the age of 37. I was born 36 years ago in Parkland Hospital. I went and looked up the documents. They took my blood and gave it to the Pentagon. Here's Alex Jones's blood. Do whatever you want with it. He's a slave. We own this slave. Here's the slave's blood. And I've got a CBS News report. Pull it up. Cancer patients learn they don't own their own DNA. They've had federal courts rule that they take your blood secretly, patent the different DNA and amino acids, and then later when you want to get a genome therapy, no. You are in a controlled reality. You are being propagandized. You are being brainwashed. People are accepting classic evil as if it's good. Knowledge is power, and the establishment has been able to carry out what they're doing because the people are not knowledgeable. They're knowledgeable about baseball and football scores and how to apply makeup and how to act tough, but not how to truly be free. And I want to go to your calls here in the final segment and finish up with a blitz of calls, but you know, the government moving $1,000 fines if you salt your food, remote control thermostats going in all over the country. The government says they're going to control how hot or cold your house can be. That's San Francisco Chronicle. Warrantless roadside. Everyone is, you know, tested for alcohol. That's in the National Post. And look at this story out of Business Week. Second mistrial declared in case of New Jersey blogger. Hal Turner, radio host who attacked me constantly, called to, you know, kill feds and things. I told you years ago that guy was a fed. And it's come out, most of these white supremacist leaders, their main job is attacking yours truly because they want to make the Patriot movement about race so it's not palatable to the general public. They want to radicalize it. They're a bunch of feds. And it turns out, in federal court, the FBI said he is the highest level national security FBI asset. And he's going to get off when he said kill state judges. The case stems from an Illinois appeals court decision upholding the dismissal of lawsuits challenging handgun bans in Chicago and Oak Park, Illinois. The same day, the 47-year-old North Bergen, New Jersey man wrote on his blog that the judges must die. The judges all testified at the trial and said they felt threatened. Turner took the stand to say his rants were an FBI-sanctioned ruse to flush out dangerous members of the audience. Now, we got the text of the trial with the FBI testifying he was. That's up on Infowars.com. Here's Hugo Chavez calling for internet censorship controls, Reuters. Meanwhile, our own government's calling for the very thing Chavez is calling for, what dictators are calling for. And here's Yahoo, Reuters News. China calls U.S. hypocritic over human rights. Our country supports secret arrest, torture, censorship. We're just as bad as China. And finally, Texas conservatives win curriculum change. How are these called conservatives? I agree the states should control what's in the books, not the feds, but they had Thomas Jefferson yanked, saying he was a liberal. Thomas Jefferson did say separation of church and state. That means the government can't say what religion you've got to be. They misinterpret that to say that people can't have their own religious beliefs in government or in school. So these fools that have yanked Thomas Jefferson out don't even know what they're part of. They also didn't allow any mention of the founders of Texas being Hispanic, that the guy that wrote the state constitution was Hispanic, that over a third of the fighters were Hispanic. I mean, this is just political idiocy. This is how they demonize conservatives, ladies and gentlemen. I'm out of time here. Let's just take calls like I promised to do. Manny in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for having me. I live 300 miles south of Austin in the Rio Grande Valley, and I have a neighbor who I've been neighbors with and friends with for over 20 years, and he works for the ATF. He got drunk with me the other night, and he told me that he was being sent into Reynosa pretending to be a cartel member in order for them to be able to take over the cartels and build a new highway, the Anzaldúa's Bridge, which they just finished building last year.
Well, let me tell you, we got Mexican troops shooting at people, taking over, and the drug war is U.S. military forces with the Mexican government trying to knock out their competition. That's actually come out in the news. So what he was telling you is true. The government drug war is about putting people in prison at the ground level. At the highest levels, it's about controlling the $500 billion a year.
Yeah, and nobody's covering. They're not really covering. It's like the CIA is trying to make the news stations not cover any of it because they're scared. They're just scared to.
And our government's arming the cartels that work for them with weapons and then calling to take our Second Amendment because of all the violence. Mexico has a total gun ban on citizens. And then they have all this crime.
The whole time, they're building new bridges. They're building new roads. They got x-rays on the highways in Mexico, because I've been traveling over there. They have x-ray machines that they've never had before, and it's just crazy.
And that's to stop people shipping drugs in that haven't paid their cut. Manny, I appreciate your call. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I don't know if there are any industrial units of water ionizers, but from what I've been reading...
An ionizer will not knock out fluoride. An ionizer will kill bacteria because ionization and oxygen does purify, but it will not knock out fluoride. You can drop a nuclear bomb on a hill of fluoride and it doesn't destroy it.
Right. Yeah, it won't remove all the fluorides or fluorines, but it'll take out a lot of the heavy metal. It would be good for the people. And
listen, I appreciate your call, Chris. That's not true. Ionization and oxygenation will destroy. I appreciate your call. Will destroy microbes. I'm not mad at you, Chris. I just, it's not. I see people promoting ionization and things. You can put a block of lead out on a mountaintop, and in 1,000 years, it's still going to be lead. It's out in the oxygen. Can it eat through steel and then disperse it? Yes. Tom in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. Listen, Alex, I just wanted to let you know that we just got a video emailed to us from Greece.
All the airports are shut down, rioting everywhere, Goldman Sachs openly running the country, New Zealand run by Goldman Sachs, Chile, all the countries they're sucking dry. Go ahead, tell us the video.
Oh, yeah, it was your video. It was your video. Some people that we know in Greece have sent us a video of Alex Jones and asking us to let them know if we knew about a guy named Alex Jones. I just want you to know that you're making an impact in the world, and we want to thank you for that.
Well, God bless you, Tom. I appreciate your call. Anything else?
Listen, when you speak with Bob Chapman sometime, could you talk more about the Illuminati? I'm trying to understand more about the subject of the Illuminati.
When you hear the Illuminati, that just means secret, powerful groups working behind the scenes in espionage and control. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Scott in Arizona. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I got a few points, and if you let me just run through them, I can get through all this
go.
In less than a minute, I think, and then just...
Go!
Smart meters in Phoenix in the outlying suburbs, we got them. DNA, yes, you can run PCR reactions, take that DNA, reproduce it, and plant it on crime scenes and frame people. The guy that called about the taxes, actually, they came out as part of the stimulus package to give you a boost by withholding less, even though you still pay the same. The John McCain bill, Rima Lebo is warning to watch for that to be actually inserted inside of the food bill where they want to, you know, take a look in your backyard.
Restrict vitamins and minerals, yeah.
Vegetables. The fluoride definitely is a major issue, and I think actually the USDA organic designation needs to have a look over because of the chemicals they do allow in that designation. And furthermore, maybe we do need an organic water designation because of all the garbage in it, because the water is not pure any longer that comes into the...
I hear you. We're out of time, Scott. Let me just say this. Jews are 2% of the population, but they want kosher, certain clean foods. And so every major food item, bottle of ketchup, you name it, has the kosher symbol on it. People that don't want fluoride are probably 30-40% of the population. How about we start calling food manufacturers and saying, we want a fluoride-free seal on your food? Another thing, it's not just the additives in the water and food. Things like cigarettes have hundreds of chemicals they're allowed to put in. Under patent protection, they're deadly poisonous. It's everywhere. We're being killed. I'm sorry I cut some callers off, but we got to move quick. I don't have time to go to Tom, Mike, Adam, John, Dab, Tom, and others, but I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central. If you don't have a local AM and FM, Infowars.com. Don't forget our free iPhone app. Even if you don't have an iPhone, more than 30,000 people in the last 4 weeks have downloaded it for free at Infowars.com. There's a big banner on the right-hand side. You have friends and family that have iPhones. Go get that free link for the free download at the Apple Store. Send it to your friends and family and say, tune into this show, and I'll wake them up for you. All my films are free online, but if you want to support us, buy them in high quality on DVD, Endgame, Terror Storm, Fall of the Republic. Pre-order Jason Burmes' new film so you get it first. We'll ship them out in the order that they're received. Invisible Empire, ladies and gentlemen, a new world order defined. Pre-orders now at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. But most importantly, spread the word about this radio show. That's how we're reaching people worldwide so the population knows the true eugenics threat, the true Nazi global New World Order threat. The Nazis of the 21st century don't have a little mustache. They act like fake-loving liberals. But they're here, and they must be defeated. Great job, crew, ladies and gentlemen. Jason Burmes coming up for 3 hours. Infowars.com.